David Davis sounded quite upbeat today, and you'd have to say Michel Barnier by saying a new dynamic has been created seems to be going along with the change in mood.
Well, we don't know what's happening behind the scenes. I mean, this is all for public consumption.
Well, we do know the Florence speech happened.
We don't know how the negotiations are proceeding. I mean, I fear that the progress is nothing like as good as they're claiming. I mean, obviously, we want a good outcome and good for Britain and good for the European Union, minimum of conflict. So I think we all want that. But the problem is the British government's gone into this seriously underprepared, publicly arguing. I mean, we still have the Foreign Secretary and the Prime Minister arguing for two totally different visions of Brexit.
Collective agreement, isn't there? And to stay on and play the game.
I hope so. That wasn't the signal that was sent to the European Union. But no, I mean, none of us want to see an unholy mess and Britain crashing out of the European Union. And I fear there is still a risk of that. I mean, I think if I were Theresa May, what I would be doing right now is just trying to take the issue of the European nationals and the British nationals of Europe out of these negotiations, just act unilaterally, give confidence to people who are here, because it's completely self-defeating. I mean,
it sounds like genuine progress on reciprocal rights for EU citizens is happening. Mm. Northern Ireland border, ditto, things are moving ahead. Mm. We don't have a figure for the divorce settlement, but there's a growing sense, and Theresa May said this in Florence, that we will fulfil our obligations to our European partners. The big stumbling block, and that was a phrase that was used by Michel Barnier, is judgments from the European Court of Justice.
Well, it is absurd for the government to be completely dogmatic about that. I mean, there are
We can't be a free sovereign country with foreign judges telling us how we run our country.
Of course we can. Of course, if you're involved in international trade and investment, as we would be in an open country, any time a dispute is involved, you have to have some kind of impartial settlement mechanism.
WTO.
Exactly, and the WTO operates through legal panels that have, you know, legal jurisdiction in the countries concerned. So unless you're a closed economy like North Korea, you have to accept that there is some sharing of sovereignty. That's the way the modern world works. So for the government to be digging its heels in on this matter of dogma is absolutely absurd.
Can I just talk to you a little bit? I mean, you've had your conference, Labour have just had theirs. There was the speech yesterday from Jeremy Corbyn talking about the centre of political gravity shifting leftwards. Does that provide you with an opportunity?
I don't think it is moving. I mean, he's moved leftwards. I mean, the policies of the extreme left now dominate the Labour Party. There's been a civil war. It's very clear the hard left have won and the Blairites and the moderates have lost. I mean, that's a simple fact of political life. But I think the centre ground is the centre ground. And what has happened is we've now got polarisation. You've got the Labour Party embracing the politics of the hard left and the Tory party going off with its, you know, hard Brexit option, and millions of people, I think, found this very distressing and want some sensible, common sense approach, which is what my party will offer. Mm.
Labour's making running today, or at least they've said that we ought to go to the WTO where Bombardier are concerned. Are you worried that we are looking potentially at the opening shots of a trade war with America because of Bombardier?
Well, I've been speaking about this for several weeks and making it clear that I think the British government's got to be much tougher with the Americans. The problem is that Theresa May's response to Brexit has been to embrace a special relationship with the Trump administration. It was never going to work. I mean, the guy's completely erratic and is fundamentally an economic nationalist. And so measures of this kind are going to happen. And I think what this has illustrated in a really rather brutal way, that unless you're part of the European Economic Union, which is a very powerful trade group, we're going to be bullied and walked all over by the United States. And I think this particular case illustrates more than anything else the advantages of having a common trade policy, which is what we would have and we wouldn't have if either the Conservatives or the Labour Party pursued their Brexit option.
Yeah. You told your delegates at the conference to be ready to form a government when the time comes. If you were heading that government, you'd have to deal with Mr. Trump, and calling him erratic might not be the best basis for a conversation to begin.
Well, he's pretty free with his insults of other people. I don't think that's the issue. I suspect he respects people who stand up to him rather than roll over. So I wouldn't resort to tweeting diplomacy, but I think we do have to confront the Americans over this issue. There are thousands of jobs potentially in the UK in the aerospace supply chain. coalition. I worked very hard in the coalition government with the aerospace industry to build it up in the UK, and to see it put at risk as a result of bullying from the United States is something the British government should not accept. And we should be working, for example, with the Canadians, who are willing to tough this out. So working with the Canadians, working with the European Economic Union, that's the kind of alliance we need.
Theresa May has sought to give a defence to the free market model or capitalism in this speech at the Bank of England today. Does it need defending?
Well, somebody has to speak up for markets, competition, entrepreneurs. I mean, that's the basis of our future prosperity. And I think, you know, with the Labour Party lurching to the extreme left, it does need somebody to make that case. The problem she has in terms of credibility is you can't make the case for competitive markets when you're walking away from the most effective market in the world, which
and
is
embracing
the single market.
Lots of other new markets that we haven't tapped.
Well,
yet.
We don't know that. As we've seen with the Bombardier dispute, the opposite will happen. But, you know, we are currently in the single market. It does ensure that markets work. It does provide rules on competition against arbitrary state intervention in the economy, provides very tough disciplines underpinning a market economy, and to walk away from it means that all this talk about being in favour of markets is just hollow. And she's already, I think, lost a lot of the business constituency who traditionally supported the Conservatives. They've given up in despair, and I think this is really just too late.